heaven and earth, where God reigns and where man reigns. We are sojourners on earth because of the limitations of our physical body, Hebrews 9:27. Our citizenship is in heaven because we are born of the Spirit by faith in Christ Jesus, Ephesians 2:6. Christ has received all power in heaven and on earth, Matthew 28:18. He is King of kings and Lord of lords, Revelation 17:14. Jesus spoke to the fact that we are stewards of the earth in his absence, Matthew 25:14. So while Jesus is away, his brothers are to administer the earth as heaven is being administered by the Father, Matthew 6:10. The extreme sovereignty camp believes the Father is administrating the earth when all the evidence points to the contrary. Man is in charge of the earth until Christ returns. The only question is, will it be good men or evil men? This is why each Christian must exercise their authority as a child of God so that the children of Satan cannot steal the earth from Christ's stewards. But know this, that if the goodman of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Matthew 24:43. I believe that the political and social battle is for our house, America, and that we should fight the battle from a spiritual standpoint. I no longer see left and right, liberal and conservative. I see those who have a love for the truth and those who hate the truth. I see children of God and children of Satan. So my defense of my house is to attack spiritual wickedness in high places. Furthermore, the parable in Matthew 13:24-30 is very pertinent to the political, spiritually based conflict we are in. Until the events in this year, 2020, I rarely focused on eschatology, seeing obsession over the return of Christ as a distraction from the work at hand. With the spirit of the man of sin being revealed this year, I'm quite sure that unless there is an immediate, massive revival, the kingdom of the Antichrist will quickly materialize. I can personally attest that there is a degree of loss of heart when focusing on my house, in the sense of my body, my home, and my country. But that is always the case when men deal with the vulgarity of war. I think this is what Peter was getting at in the following verse. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour. 1 Peter 5:8. If we're not prepared to take, protect, and defend the kingdom of Christ on earth, it will be stolen by the enemy through his children. We take the kingdom by the preaching of the gospel, 1 Corinthians 1:21. We protect and defend the kingdom by resisting the devil, James 4:7, and giving him no place, Ephesians 4:27.